This is the Denver Wealth Management Podcast. I am your host and co-founder of Denver Wealth Management, Zachary Bauck. This podcast is designed to be a weekly interaction with our clients where we address the most common questions that we're hearing from our clients on a weekly basis. To follow us on a daily basis, follow us at Twitter, at Denver Wealth, or at denverwealthmanagement.com. Today is my favorite day of the month, is because the first Wednesday of every month, we do our monthly performance reporting for all of our clients' portfolios. Every Wednesday, the first Wednesday of every month at 9 a.m., me, Blair, Richard, all the advisors in our office get together and we go over the returns of all of the investment models that we run, the performance of each mutual fund, ETF, and stock that we own for our clients. And over the course of this 2 to 3 hour meeting, we have a very broad-reaching discussion about everything from individual manager performance all the way to the business cycle domestically in emerging markets and in international markets. And I thought today would be a good day to share with you some of the conversations we're having about the investment world and about where we are in the economic cycle and where we think the opportunities for making money on your investments lie in the coming years. If you remember our last couple podcasts, we talked about growth-oriented investments should really be geared towards long-term performance and not short-term thinking. And that's what we try and do in this monthly meeting, is we constantly remind ourselves that we're not going to be obsessed with short-term performance, but we also have to make sure that the mutual funds we own and the ETFs we own are delivering on the results that we're expecting out of them. So the two big things we talked about today in our meeting is the first is tariffs, Donald Trump, and emerging markets. So from an investment perspective, an emerging market is the economy of a market that would be commonly referred to as like a third world country. So when people say emerging markets, they're usually referring to China, India, Brazil, Russia, South Korea, a country that has a modernizing economy and modernizing businesses, but they're not established like developed European countries or the American economy. So it's a place to invest where you have a lot more opportunity for growth in the economy, but also typically has a lot more volatility. I remember in 2008 and 2009, one of the hot, quote unquote, hot up and coming emerging markets was Egypt, because Egypt had a burgeoning middle class. They had proximity to Europe. They had proximity to developed economies. And people thought Egypt was going to potentially be one of the bigger producing countries of the world. It turns out after their revolution and not quite a war, but certainly a small internal civil war, you could describe it, the political unrest as, Egypt has largely fallen off the map when it comes to developed countries. On the other hand, South Korea has, since World War II, become one of the most technologically dominant countries in the world, with companies like Samsung and Kia and all sorts of other household names. So in our meeting today, we talked about emerging markets and whether that's still a good use of investors' dollars. And the conclusion that we came to is that with Donald Trump imposing tariffs on a lot of emerging markets, the strong dollar, as well as the strong U.S. economy, it is a tough time for emerging market companies to continue to perform as well as they have in the past 2 years. The next couple weeks and months are probably going to be very difficult for emerging markets. Now, we don't base investment decisions on what's going to happen in the next few weeks or months. We really try and take a longer-term perspective. But at the same time, there are a lot more positive opportunities in the U.S., specifically with U.S. small-sized companies. U.S. small-sized companies, depending on who you talk to, are companies that are valued less than $5 billion. So $5 billion or less will buy you the entire company. And because the U.S. is so strong fundamentally, it looks like a better opportunity to buy U.S. small-sized growth companies than international emerging market type companies. Another factor that goes into this and the decision we're talking about is how aggressive you're looking to be in your investments. If you're a very aggressive investor, meaning you can see a lot of, you're willing to accept a lot of risk in your portfolio, we can buy more emerging market companies knowing that it might be painful the next couple of months to see your accounts fluctuate up and down. On the other hand, if you're a very conservative investor, emerging markets might be a very small allocation or maybe no emerging markets at all. So that's one thing we talked about today as a group, is we basically had decided that it'd be a good time to have less in emerging countries and more in the US. And the second thing we discussed at length was the technology sector. BlackRock, which is the world's largest asset manager that has over $6 trillion in assets, came out and they had a pretty interesting quote on tech investments. They said, quote, "We see our investment in global technology as a way to tap into an economic growth engine that has far-reaching cross-industry impact. In contrast to the technology stocks that characterized the dot-com bubble, many companies are now generating a significant amount of free cash flow with quality balance sheets. Furthermore, growth rates in the technology sector are far outpacing the broader market," unquote. And this is an interesting thing to talk about, because we hear a lot of people comparing the current technology boom to the dot-com bubble of the late 90s. And by most economic indicators and company indicators, it's really nothing like that. So we don't think that this is a bad time to own tech and to continue to buy tech, but we as your advisors at Denver Wealth Management are being very wary of valuations and make sure we're getting a good deal on the tech companies we do buy. We do see some excess in tech company valuations. They are they're certainly expensive from a historical perspective, but their growth rates are big enough that we think it's still a good time to own technology companies. That is our podcast for the day. We appreciate the feedback that we get from you on whether these podcasts are useful for you. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask, I know Blair is going to be doing one of our podcasts here from a question that we got on our Facebook page. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at Denver Wealth and visit our website at denverwealthmanagement.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, MENRA FINRA SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Providence Capital Partners, a registered investment advisor. Providence Capital Partners and Denver Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.